Hello there. My name is Chris Johnson, and I have a question to ask you. Have you ever heard some fucking asshole bitch about how old they were or how they were getting old? I'm 34 now, and it's getting worse and worse as I get older. I don't give a fuck that I'm getting older. I'm getting older. Who gives a shit? It fucking happens. The fuck am I going to do about it? I don't really care. I feel good. You know, I fucking run a lot. I work out. You know, I don't really have anything to bitch about. Yeah, I got some grays creeping in, I guess. But who gives a shit, really? It's a fucking minor issue. I feel good. I think I look good. If I'm being arrogant, I mean, is that really arrogant? It's not fucking arrogant. That's confidence. What am I gonna say? I look like shit? I don't think I look like shit. I'm very happy with the way I look. We'll just say that. But the older I get, the more I notice the people around my age are just really pissy about how old they are and how they think they're getting old and they can't do what they used to do or they can't fucking drink how they used to drink. Just you know, pathetic fucking sob story after pathetic fucking sob story. And I get tired of fucking listening to it and I get tired of fucking hearing it. I don't fucking understand it. Like, what's the big deal? You know, you're 34 now. Would it be cool to be 21 again? I guess. I don't know, dude. When I was 21, I fucking lived with my parents. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. I had no fucking money. I worked at a gas station, for Christ's sake. Why the fuck would I want to go back to 21? You know, what another is 23? At 23, I was getting kicked out of my parents' house and you know, have to move into my girlfriend's mom's house, which was a shithole, and she was a fucking drunk. I'm like, I don't want to go back to that. I could pick a fucking age all along my spectrum and think, yeah, fuck that. I'm not going back there. But I seem to be the only one who thinks like this. I got enough things to bitch about in my fucking life that have nothing to do with age. You know, how about relationships? I can bitch about relationships. I can bitch about the fact that I have to do two fucking jobs. I can bitch about the fact that I live in an apartment complex instead of a fucking house or that I need more money. There's plenty of shit to fucking bitch about that has nothing to do with age. Stop whining about your fucking age. And it would be easier for me to avoid this shit if I just stayed the fuck off of Facebook and Twitter. You know, somebody went out or some shit the night before and got fucking hammered. You know, it's fucking Friday into Saturday. And I gotta see that whiny fucking post like, oh man, I'm not 21 anymore. Oh, I'm 27, not 21. 27, not 21. What the fuck? What? Explain to me the big fucking difference between 27 and 21. You fucking moron. What's the difference? I just don't get it. Some whiny bitch. I'm not 21 anymore. You know what the big difference between you being 21 and 27 in terms of getting hammered is? You gotta go to work tomorrow. That's it. That's the only fucking difference. When you were fucking 21, you know, you worked at a fucking dive bar. You know, when you were 21. You were flipping fucking burgers. Now you got a real fucking job. That's the difference. That's the fucking difference. That's it. What, you can't hold your fucking liquor anymore at 27? That doesn't make any fucking sense. I know plenty of drunks. Everybody knows that fucking drunk asshole that always has booze in their veins. That fucker never says, man, I couldn't do this shit when I was fucking 18. He just fucking drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. Like, why are you whining? I just don't get whining about it. Like, when you were fucking like 18... and 21, like, it's like, you know, whatever, you there's like excitement about your age, and normally it has to do with like drinking or driving. Well, not both, it sounds fucked up, but like, you know, hey, 16, I can fucking drive. Hey, 19, I can go to fucking Canada. Hey, 21, I can buy booze legally. You know, just shit like that, like fucking milestones or that you fucking go by. There's no milestones anymore, like once you hit 21, and then people get out of college and they start whining about their fucking age, and they really start panicking like when they hit 30. And, okay, off topic, stop saying dirty 30 when somebody turns 30. That's fucking stupid. Stop saying it. It's dumb as shit. I didn't even know that was a thing until, like, the last 5 years. Like, ooh, he's hitting the dirty 30. Unless you're gonna fuck a hobo in a dumpster behind an Olive Garden, I don't want to fucking hear shit about no fucking dirty 30. If you're gonna say that shit, you better get fucking dirty when you turn 30. Otherwise, put that shit away. Put the dumb fucking rhymes to bed. You're not Eminem. Like, I get them. I get them. I understand the rhymes. I get rhyming structure. Getting older is not going to fucking stop. You're going to get older forever. So you might as well stop fucking whining about it and start enjoying the fucking ride. I got a buddy of mine. Great fucking dude. I used to work with him at the radio station. What are we going to call him? Let's call him Simon. So Simon's telling me this story. His wife's friends were over, and this one annoying asshole, he's like, yo, man, this one fucking bitch is over. And she's like, you know, we're so fucking old. And he's like, I went in there and I just ripped my fucking shirt off. And I was like, look at this shit. I don't know what the... I don't know what he was proving. Just like, I think he just wanted to rip his shirt off in front of the ladies. Which, by the way, I fucking support. Nicely done, Simon. Well played. Simon would rip his shirt off in front of anybody. Didn't matter. You know what else he would do? He would blow you. Or get blown. By anybody at any time. Anybody at any time. You might be thinking, well, me? Yes, you. He will let you blow him. Doesn't fucking matter. He doesn't play favorites. Dudes out there? Yes. Ladies? Yes. Doesn't fucking matter. My buddy Chaps put this to the test. A lot of scenarios thrown Simon's way. Simon, would you let, you know, Adam blow you? Yes. Simon, would you let that broad over there blow you? Fucking Chops. Yes. The fuck? Chops, like, you think Simon would let us blow him? Maybe we have. I'm going to leave you with that. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever fucking site you feel like. And follow me on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou.